Hi, this is Jo Martin, the founder of One of Many, and welcome to your Soft Powercast, where you'll discover one of many ideas for living a more fruitful and fulfilling life. Today, we're talking about conscious network design. If you've ever had catastrophe strike and felt like you turned to your support network and they just weren't there, if you didn't have the right person to help out at the right time and wished you did, then today is going to be especially useful for you. It's an excerpt from our Be Fulfilled retreat where we go into conscious network design in more detail and more application. But today we want to make sure that you're getting some things in place right from the get-go. So let's have a look at conscious network design. Why do we need it? Well, I believe as women, we absolutely need our network to support us. In fact, one of our soft power principles at One of Many is that you can't thrive unless you're connected to others. I believe it's one of the things that sets the masculine energy apart from the feminine energy. Whereas the masculine is about individualism and about pursuit and achievement and winning in spite of others, the instinctive response of the feminine energy is to band together, is to collaborate, is to come together as a community. And we value these things more highly, perhaps, and in fact, achieve our individual success only through and with, I believe, the support of others, if we want to do it from a place of soft power. Don't get me wrong, every single one of us can achieve individually and as the Lone Ranger. But I believe from a perspective of wanting to thrive, if thriving is the name of the game, then you can really only do that with and through others, creating amazing communities and fabulous support networks. Indeed, at One of Many, a core model of ours is our leadership platform. And for us, we know that as women, we're very much called to make a positive difference in the world. Many of us have at our heart's desire level a real difference. We want to make a contribution we want to make. It might be something as vague as, you know, I can't believe that domestic abuse even exists, or as vague as I've just always wanted to do something in Africa, or it might be as specific as, you know, I've got a, I want to build a community for women entrepreneurs in Bristol so that we can support through our fundraising efforts the local women's shelter here. You know, it might be as specific as that. But I believe that many of us, and certainly if you're part of the One of Many community, are feeling pulled to make that difference. And in order to make a bigger difference, we need to have a very strong leadership platform upon which to stand. One of the models we share at the One Woman Conference and indeed throughout our Lead the Change program is about solidifying that platform. If you can imagine that a platform requires pillars underneath it to hold it in place, our platform is supported by, as women, our key areas of life. Now, they're different for everybody, but the four that we tend to focus on are number one, your health and vitality. Without health and vitality, you have no energy to do anything, right? Your relationships with your children, with your spouse, with your work colleagues, you know, all relationships. Your work, you know, what you do for a living is fulfilling and is utilizing your best talents, and your financial resources, your wealth, that is continuing to grow in a way that feels fulfilling and authentic for you. So we talk about four key pillars, but for many women there will be more than four pillars. But these are four that are very common to many, many women, especially in our community. For us, network is what I refer to as your emergency pillar. Let's say your health gets a bit wobbly and you get knocked out with a flu for a fortnight. Your network can jump in to hold things up at work. They can jump in to help you out with childcare. Your network can jump in to kind of patch over the finances if there's a bit of a cash flow crunch while you're not working, etc. Your network is what's there in case of emergency. However, if you wait until there's an emergency, then it won't be there. It's one of those things that we really need to foster the most and invest in it the most when we don't need it. Now, the thing is, most women are terrible at asking for help. However, if we turn that on its head, if we've got a solid network in place, often you don't need to ask, because a great network, if it's really solid and consciously designed, will oftentimes see that you need support before you even think to ask of it. So that's the kind of perspective we want to bring to conscious network design. A lot of people have got a lot of stuff around networking. That is not at all what I'm talking about here. This is not a conversation about networking. This is a conversation about having the right people in the right place to be called upon at the right time for you to be able to stand on that platform, make your difference in the world so that things can come up, life can happen, you can get knocked and wobbled, but you don't get knocked off that platform because you've got great support and great love from the people around you. So what conscious network design refers to is really bringing a sane, and what I mean by sane is it's not in the middle of a problem, but bringing some sane consciousness to who you have and who you don't have in your network. It's about consciously activating those elements that you don't have and filling those holes, if you like. If you imagine your network as part of your fabric of support, if there's a thread missing, that fabric is weakened, and we need lots of interrelated threads to be able to be supported. We need support in the realm of our family. You know, we need help with childcare if we're working. We're parents. We need help if we have an argument with our husband or our spouse or our boyfriend. We need to know there's somewhere where we can go to where they're not just going to bitch and whinge with us, but that there's going to be a space for, you know, what we want for our relationship in the conversation and support we have there. We need support in the area of our professional lives in terms of mentors for our business or coaches to hold us to account. We need support in the area of our spirituality or our personal growth. We need support in the area of our health. You know, all these areas need specific threads to be woven into the fabric to make our fabric as strong and robust as possible. And so that's the key here, ladies, is about creating a very strong fabric of support. And we do this by conscious network design, conscious support design. As you build your network, which I'm going to talk about how to consciously do that in just a moment, but as you build your network, there's some really key things to be aware of here. It's important for you to look for what you can give to a network before you can, I think, expect to receive from it. So always as you're crafting your network and you're starting to build relationships and you are, you're identifying who you need, look first for what you can give that individual or that group before you start looking for what you can receive. If you do things this way, you'll find that more and more doors open than you could ever possibly imagine. Also, be really clear at what you're great at and what you're not great at when it comes to maintaining relationships. And don't be afraid to state it with people as you develop relationships with them. What I mean by that, for instance, is one of my girlfriends once described me, a girlfriend from drama school, Marina, once described me as like a lighthouse. She said, if the light's shining on you, it's blinding. But if it's shining in the other direction, it's almost as if it doesn't exist. And that is how I am in relationships, for better or for worse. When I'm with someone, I am deeply present. I can be quite blinding in my intensity when my focus is on that individual. They're never far from my mind, but I'm not that great at, you know, texting randomly, sending an email, keeping in touch on Facebook. You know, that sort of stuff is not my strong suit. I'm not great at little bits of contact all the time. I'm someone who is much more likely to fly into your city, look you up 72 hours before I get there, come and spend time with you and pick it up as though we've never left off. And all of my girlfriends who I'm still friends with from school know that about me, respect it, happy with it, and we have great relationships because of it. Great relationships that they know what they can count on me for. That's what it boils down to. Be really clear as you're building your network what people can count on you for, what you're great at, and then also let them know your weaknesses, what they might not be able to count on you for. The third thing to speak about as you're building your network, as you're building this fabric and weaving it more strongly for yourself, is to be open to receiving when help is offered. Even if help is offered when you don't need it, you don't have to wait until you need support to be able to receive it. And sometimes it's really great to get into the habit of receiving it when you don't need it, so that there's a flow of energy going both ways between you and your colleague, whomever it is, and whatever support they're providing, so that when you do need it, there's relationship, there's opportunity there, there's an experience or a track record that can be called upon. Does that make sense? So, for instance, let's say that your neighbour has said to you, they're very happy to do babysitting for you whenever you need, but because you don't want to intrude upon them, you haven't yet asked or taken them up on that. You haven't needed them to babysit yet. What I'm suggesting is perhaps call your neighbour up and ask them if perhaps they wouldn't mind babysitting in 3 weeks from today, simply so that you can go and, I don't know, have a manicure, go out on a date, whatever. They then get the opportunity to develop a relationship with your child. It all happens in a nice planned fashion, so that on the day, 3 months from now, when you need a babysitter because an emergency has occurred and you have to go out and you have to leave your child with somebody and none of your usual people are available, the neighbour is now in there as part of the fabric. Sometimes people offer us things and we just knock it back. So be open to receiving, even if you don't need it at the time, to establish that connection and that strong thread between you and the person offering the support. A way to think about it when you're looking at crafting your network, and again, I'm going to show you exactly who and how to do that in a moment. A way to think about this is to always recognize that you're coming from the energy of the Queen. The Queen has her court of great supporters, of lords and ladies who have a vested interest in her well-being. She knows she deserves the love and support of her courtiers, and she is incredibly generous and loving and giving freely to them when she has more than enough to give as well. So that's a great kind of model to think about, and the energy, the archetype to come from when consciously creating your network. When you're in this space of the Queen, you can really bring her ability, which is an innate one, to gift and receive, like an ever-going cycle, gifting and receiving. If you've got Embrace, our Embrace Your Soft Power program, we go into that in more detail in session 5, so you might like to go and check that out in relation to this particular PowerCast as well. So knowing that there's some kind of tips in terms of, you know, what to do about getting the right relationships in place, let's look at consciously crafting this fabric for yourself, consciously designing your network. It's a very simple process, which we do teach briefly at the One Woman Conference, but which today I would really like you to take the time over the next 2 weeks to go through specifically, in very, you know, close detail, because what it will give you access to will be powerful, transformational, and will really tip your world on its ears. So here's how you do it. Step one, I want you to go through the areas of your life which are most important for you. Here's some examples. You might have others. Most things will probably fall under these areas. Perhaps your intimate relationship. Parenting, family life might be the one and the same, up to you. Your professional life, your career, your financial life, your health and vitality, perhaps physical and mental are in one category, or perhaps you separate them. There's no right or wrong way to do this, by the way. Spirituality, perhaps hobbies that are important to you. And what I want you to do is brainstorm out all of these areas of your life. Then what I want you to do is get an A4 sheet of paper, and across the top, I want you to write these areas of life in columns. Okay, so if you've got six or seven or eight, you'll have six or seven or eight columns across the top, and you'll write the areas of life across the columns. Then down the left-hand side of the page, I want you to write the following categories just to spark your thinking. Practical help, which is someone who will do it for me. Let me give a practical help would be someone who can babysit at the drop of a hat, for instance. So in the realm of parenting, practical help would be someone who can babysit. In the realm of your professional life, practical help might be a staff member or someone who can build your websites for you. Practical help is someone who can step in and do it for you when needed. So practical help is the first category. The second category to write down the left-hand side is mentors. So mentors are people who can give you advice in that area. They've been there, they've done it, they can really give you some sound advice about how you can do it. So advisors, if you like. The third category to write down the left-hand side is a coach. And a coach is someone who knows how great you are, who's not going to tell you what to do, but can help you get access to your own resources. So for instance, when it comes to my mental health, my sister Kath is a great coach. She oftentimes asks me great questions that cause me to tap into, well-being and joy and things in my heart that get me connected to feeling better about stuff. So you might also have coaches in your professional life or for hobbies and so on. I've then got category four, different, but sometimes it could be the same person. It is accountability. So accountability is someone who holds you to account for the promises you set for yourself and for others. Now, sometimes, especially like in a professional arena, your coach may definitely keep you to account. But sometimes it could just be an accountability buddy, somebody who holds you to account for things you're going to say you're going to do when developing your hobby or passion. The next category is sponsors. Sponsors are people who open doors. They're not necessarily mentors. They're not necessarily coaches. They're people who love you and want to see you grow, and they open doors for you. Investors are people who invest time or energy into you or your business or your family in some way. Buddies, people you can just count on to have fun with or do things with in that context, someone that you enjoy their company and bring fun and joy into your life. And then the last category is emotional support. So people for whom, who provide great emotional support if you're a bit unsteady. Now, again, you may have other categories in different areas of your life, but there's eight to just stimulate your thinking. The key with this is we now have a grid with six to eight different categories across the top and eight or so different categories of people down the bottom, down the side. Flesh out the grid now. And what I want you to do is now go through and meet up the areas. So for instance, let's look at, say, parenting. Practical help. I've got my neighbour Tamsin who can take care of James when necessary. I've got my nanny who can help out. So I've got, and Greg is great, practical help in the parenting realm. So I've got three people I can write in practical help for parenting. Brilliant, okay? Then you might go to mentors for parenting. Well, who am I looking up to? Who am I getting advice from about parenting? Who do I know who's been there and done it, whose advice I actually really respect? You might go, gee, I don't really have anyone. You know, for me, I think about Pinky McKay is a great mentor for me. My sister Kath is a great mentor for me. My mum is a great mentor as a mother. But you might, for the example here, let's just say, you know what? I don't have any great role models for parenting. I don't have anyone in that mentor box for parenting. You might then go down to coaching. Someone who's a great coach. My sister's a really great coach, you might decide. She's not a great mentor. I don't really like the way she parents. It's not something I want to model. But coaching, yeah, she's really good at getting me to do, you know, what's best for me. So she's a great coach. Accountability, well, do I need accountability in the realm of parenting? actually, yes, I probably do. You know, I need accountability to set boundaries and keep them in place, and I haven't got that. I'm going to put a cross in that box because I haven't got anyone in that box, or a little star rather, in that box. Now, that then might trigger some ideas for you. It might be something as simple as going and speaking with your spouse and saying, you know what, I want us to set some goals around our parenting, and I want you to hold me to account for it. You know, I'm really committed that I don't say good boy to James. I want to really just commend him on the work he's doing. Say, good job, you did a good job of that, because I don't want him to feel that if he doesn't do something that he's not a good boy. So, you know, I'm really committed to that. Would you hold me to account on it? Sponsors. Do you need sponsors in the realm of parenting? Do you need someone to open doors for you? Probably not, but I think again of a story from a girlfriend of mine who was trying to get her son into a particular childcare agency, and the only way that that would happen could be through an introduction from one of the parents who was already there. So yes, maybe you do need a sponsor. Do you need an investor in your parenting? Maybe not. Do you need some buddies? Maybe there's a mother's group or something you need to participate in, but you don't have any buddies just to kind of have a laugh about your kids with, perhaps. Do you have emotional support in the area of parenting? So basically you go down the steps of all eight of those. Ask yourself if you need that thing. If not, you can just put a cross through the box. If you've got it, write the names of the people who are already providing that support for you. And if you don't have it, put a star in the box. And then for every star, you want to put together a bit of a game plan for how you could get that support in place. Once you've been through and done the whole grid, the key is then to identify your top three. So what are your top three missings, the ones that are going to make the biggest difference for you? And over the next 2 weeks, I want you to come into the One of Many Voices forum, or if you're in Be the Change or Lead the Change, you're going to bring it up in your soft power circle and bring the three support people you most need to your circle. Voice it to your circle and know that if someone in your circle doesn't know them already, probably within the next 2 weeks after that, they're going to find access to the right people for you. Once you get clear on your intentions, get clear on who you need in your network, the people who are currently in your network will be able to just go out, do what they do, and eventually they may just stumble upon the perfect person for you. So that's your activities for this week. Create your conscious network design grid. Identify what you've got, your resources. Identify your weaknesses and bring your weaknesses to the soft power circle. Finally, with all of the people that are already in your group, that are already got their names on the grid, ask yourself, what can I do to invest a little more to strengthen that bond over the course of the next 2 weeks? So it's a big 2 weeks of conscious network design here in the One of Many community. Enjoy. It's a very crucial and important piece. If you've got any questions, don't hesitate to ask us in either the One of Many Voices forum or the Change forum. Remember, you are one of many women creating strong, meaningful connections. So recognize that what you're looking for is exactly what someone else is looking to give.